Om Shanti. Good morning. Today 5th February 2019. Today is magic of blessing. The blessing is, may you be seated on a lotus seat and experience God's love by being detached from any awareness of the body. May you be seated on a lotus seat and experience God's love by being detached from any awareness of the body. Explanation is, a lotus seat is a symbol of the elevated stage of Brahmin souls. Souls who are seated on such a lotus seat are automatically detached from any awareness of the body. No awareness of the body pulls them. From Brahma, Father Brahma always had the angelic form and the deity form in his awareness while walking and moving around. In the same way, when you have a natural soul conscious stage, you are said to be detached from any awareness of the body. Those who stay beyond any awareness of the body are loved by God. So Baba has said, a lotus seat is a symbol of the elevated stage of Brahmin souls. So we all know that lotus symbolizes purity, or it depicts purity. And in Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism or Jainism, in all these religions, they consider lotus flower, or they symbolize lotus flower for purity. And we have seen some god and goddesses, deities also, they are depicted as if they are sitting in the lotus flower. So it means that purity and also divinity. So what does this lotus seat means? Here Baba has said it is a symbol of elevated stage of Brahmin soul. And even Father Brahma also, in Hinduism we would have seen a picture. Vishnu will be lying and from his navel the spring of lotus will come, in that Brahma will be seated. So it tells that, they says that the expansion, it blossoms, as the flower blossoms, it just discloses or discovers the Brahma. And after that the world is, Father Brahma created all the creations, they say. In that they mean that expansion of the petals symbolizes the expansion of the soul. Expansion of the petals as it blossoms, they say the soul is expanding. Means the creations are made. Like that they are saying. And we all know that lotus, though it is in the mud, it will be up above the high and mud won't be touching that. So this also, they say that it is not in contact with the attachment or the desire. They consider mud as the attachment or the desire of this world. And as it is in the high, they say that it is the benign, like it is the promise, spiritual promise made to remain pure. That's why it's up above in the high, it's not in contact. As like we are also, we have also promised Baba that to remain pure. Means it's, we are high above that. We are not in contact with that. And we have seen that water drop, it won't touches the flower. We all know this. So this also says the speciality of the detachment. How it is. So this lotus flower, it depicts purity, and each and every part, we all know different explanations in every religious, still it is there. So we can go in expansion of that. And here Baba has considered a lotus seat is a symbol of the elevated stage of Brahmin souls. The same Baba is comparing with our stage. How is our stage of our consciousness, or our specialities, our thinking, mind and body, our action, how is, in what level it is. It should be equal to that. And Baba has said, souls who are seated on such a lotus seat are automatically detached from any awareness of the body. means like souls who are seated on a lotus seat. Lotus means it's the pure thinking, how good we are thinking. So if we have good wishes and if we have positive thinking, automatically we are seated in the lotus seat and automatically we will get rid of this awareness of the body. We don't want to strain to get rid of this body awareness. Like I am not body, I am a soul, I am a soul. Instead, automatically go to the positive side, automatically we will start forgetting about the body. And no awareness of the body pulls them. And Baba has given the idea how to be seated in lotus seat. Father Brahma, what he did? He was always seated, he was always had the angelic form and deity form. Angels, we know that they always fly high. They won't land down. So this also depicts that it's high level. It's not in the down. So this is one method how to get rid of this body consciousness, practicing angelic form and also practicing deity form. Assuming and feeling ourselves and experiencing ourselves as a deity. So deities, how do they also in a complete soul conscious stage? So in his awareness while walking and moving around, in the same way when you have a natural soul conscious stage, you are said to be detached from any awareness of the body. So for example, now we are practicing angelic form, like how practically we feel, like we have experienced. Like I have seen some souls, they share their experience, like in yoga I felt like white body, this thing and all. But when we are in action, when we are doing action during that time, how to feel that angelic form? Because Baba is saying like Brahma has done, when he is walking and moving around, he has experienced that form. But we are practicing only in the yoga. But how should we experience those forms when we are in action? How should we experience? How we will get the result, how we will come to know that actually I have experienced this form. Lightness. Example, lightness in body. Actually, if we are feeling angelic form, means automatically the awareness of bodiness should not come. Lightness in the body is also body consciousness is coming. So actual, what does it mean? In a subtle way. For example, morning after getting ready, we are going to our office. On the way we are going, we are taking our vehicle, we are on the way, all of a sudden one car, just two wheeler, someone is crossing. Immediately that moment, what does we feel? What we will tell? We will get angry, na? How he is riding? Is this the way to ride? So we feel that. But instead of that, if we feel it's okay, instead of that, if you check for that soul, is that soul is okay? Is that soul is not affected? Is he is okay? This is the positive. If this is there, you are automatically in the angelic form. Because angels only, they know only good wishes for the others. They are not selfish. So if this positive thinking is coming, automatically you are beyond your awareness of your body. So this is how very practically we feel. Even the deities also. Deities also, we know that of course deities nature itself is a positive, good wishes and good feeling for others. There is no way for the other thing. So for a simple thing, and when we are going in the traffic, we are getting late. So inside what happens? Tension. So instead of that, being light, feeling light inside. So during that time, if we are understanding the situation, like cause we know our situation, we are thinking that I am positive, I am in the angelic form, but is our surrounding is in the positive? No. We see only the negative things, but we should not react to that. If you are reacting to that, any situation, what you are seeing or what to whomever people you are coming across, you are reacting, it shows that you are in body consciousness. So this is the practical form we can understand that how our experiences, up to what level we have gone. Though anything is going wrong also, if you feel detached, you are seeing some emotions of someone. For example, we are going, some known people is coming, we and our colleague or our friend, we are going, that person, it's a high personality or super personality, we are wishing, but that person is wishing us normally, and to our friend or our colleague or someone else, they are wishing so very good. They know each other like that. But in that moment, what does we feel? You will feel some little lower level. So I didn't get this recognition. My friend got. My colleague got this thing. Though even I also know that person, but that person didn't recognize me. So this is also a body consciousness. So at such situation, how does we feel? So this is how we should, every now and then we should check, are we in the soul conscious stage, in the day-to-day life. Yoga we are doing, that is different. Of course, if we have experienced in the yoga, then only we can experience in the action. And also to experience all these things, we need the knowledge. That is why Baba is telling, imbibe the knowledge. In today's Sakar Murli also, Baba has said, what is the sign of the souls who imbibe knowledge? Baba has said they are constant. Their level of this good wishes or the soul consciousness, it will be constant. Means there is no up and down of that. And also they are very stable. No situations or no vibration can shake them. They are unshakable and immovable. Means it's very simple. They are not reacting to anything. They are very detached. So this is the practical form we are being in the lotus seat. This is the way we should think, how practical we are in the action. So this is how we, every second we should check and we should keep correcting. And also, for example, deities, they have all the virtues. And to, if we want to experience the deity form, the same way we are in the workplace or in the home. Like mother is there, brother and sister both are there. Of course, mother, they give preference to the males, son, elder son. Because they feel that sons are the important person of the family, so they run the family. But the younger one may be the brother or a sister, so always they get the less importance. So during such time, how is the being in the mother stage, the mother should know how to give equal love to both. Because virtuous means giving equal, so that she should make sure that the younger one should not feel bad. So that is how the mother makes. If the younger one is feeling that mother's love is little less for me than the elder one, means there the lesser is there. So we should check. It is like mother and son. The same thing we can see in the department. In a department, 5 people or more than 10 people we work. In that, just think that one person has a very good skill and very good knowledge. They can do complete any task within seconds or within minutes or within hours or within some days. But the same thing the other people doesn't have. But the person who is on the in-charge level, they know who is eligible and who is skilled. So what they will do, they will try to take all the thing from the person who was skilled. But in that moment, being virtuous means how to use that skill to make others also skillful. Like make everyone equal. To see everyone in an equality and using that, it doesn't mean that make that single person suffer. And the colleagues also, they will also internally, they will feel that, see, only that person is getting importance, that person is only getting recognition, not me. And in our colleague also, we are noticing the negative side of them. If we are coming to know a negative side of a person, itself is a body consciousness. Because as Baba said in the last line, those who stay beyond any awareness of body are loved by God. How automatically we are loved by God. For example, if we see soul actually, what does is a soul? Soul means, what is a soul? Soul is an energy. And inside the soul, we talk about the consciousness. Soul actually, it's like an amalgamation of consciousness. Amalgamation means it's one or two more or so many combined, mixture of consciousness. So it's like a mixture of energy, that is called soul. So we all know that we have conscious mind, we have subconscious mind, and one more mind is the superconscious mind. So being in the stage of super conscious mind is soul conscious stage. So we all know that this is the super conscious mind, means soul conscious stage. But presently, most of the time, where we are coming down here, one conscious mind is there. Conscious mind is there, surrounding that one subconscious mind is there. Subconscious mind is there, and along with that, one more is connected. One more conscious mind is there, and surrounding that, so many layers of subconscious mind. So this is the present. This is the present, like immediate reaction. Like we are conscious, if anyone comes, like we are, our colleague is sitting next to us, like before initially we were very good understanding, very good friends, but as the time passes, we will come to know the originality of the other, negative side of the other soul. So that is the present thing. So reacting immediately, if anything they does immediately, we just reject some of their ideas, or we just get anger, or we get ego. If they are going ahead of us, we get ego. So that is the seeing the present situation, we are reacting. So being, that is called conscious mind, subconscious. This is the present. But the other one, like we are remembering the past and future. So that is the other one, layers. So this is the sanskar. Based on the sanskar, we at times we react. For example, in the past 4 or 5 days of Murli, Baba is meaning that if anyone dies, don't cry, because when we were deities, we were not crying. So that is not the originality. But why do we start crying? As the coverage started, we started looking at others. People started feeling. By looking at others, we thought, yes, we have to feel. So we have imbibed that, and we have brought. Of course, the body consciousness is there, but initially we don't know. We didn't have the knowledge of that emotions at all. But by seeing that, we have imbibed that sanskar, and we have made it a sanskar. So that is the past thing. So that subconscious also at times it comes and it reflects. But all, we are not in the super conscious mind. Always we are in this thing. We are working on this level only. Present subconscious mind and present conscious mind, or in the past or the future's conscious mind or the subconscious mind. But more than this, being in the super conscious mind. Super conscious mind is the amalgamation of the energies, that is, they called as intelligent energy. To more detail means, it's like the cosmic energy. We all know that in our universe, in other yogas, meditations also they say, in Reiki we know, they use mainly cosmic energy. In any other meditation, they focus on cosmic energy as the base, because they consider cosmic energy as the very, it's equal to the supreme conscious mind. Supreme conscious mind is the supreme soul. So cosmic energy is highly positive energy, and it doesn't has any attraction, anything. Now we are in the even soul conscious in the body stage, means that is, we are in the limited version. We are in the limited stage, narrow mind. That's why always Baba mentions us, Baba insists us, don't be in the limited stage, come to the unlimited. So our earth is having such a energy, that is the gravitational force, it pulls towards itself. So in our earth, if you study about the universe energy, this thing means that they have said only in earth there is no cosmic energy. Other, if we go out of the earth, everywhere it is cosmic energy, and even in our soul world, supreme abode is also, it's of cosmic energy. Even Shiv Baba is also highly cosmic energy. That's why we are in the limited. Baba is asking us to come out of this limited. When we go out, automatically our originality reflects. So when we come out, automatically we get a pull from the Baba. That is why when we are coming away from this awareness of body, automatically we are loved by God. So that's why Baba is saying, come out of, get rid of this body consciousness. Be beyond the awareness of the body. So when we are leaving this body conscious, when we come to the soul consciousness, so automatically we are going to this cosmic energy level. So automatically we will get pulled up. Then only we can experience the soul, experience the angelic form or the deity form. Then only our originality gets reflected. So this is still more, many things are there. We can churn about that. So this is in short. So this is the today's blessing. A lotus seat is a symbol of the elevated stage of Brahmin souls. Souls who are seated on such a lotus seat are automatically detached from any awareness of the body. No awareness of the body pulls them. Father Brahma always had the angelic form and deity form in his awareness while walking and moving around. In the same way, when you have a natural soul conscious stage, you are said to be detached from any awareness of the body. Those who stay beyond any awareness of the body are loved by God. So we should, in daily action, so we should check how to, up to what level we are in angelic form. If we are seeing anyone's negative side or any negative sanskar, it shows that we are in a narrow vision or we are in a limited. We are in the limited stage. So come out of that. When we are creating this positive energy, when we are coming into that unlimited cosmic energy level, then automatically we can get the supreme conscious mind, that is supreme soul's love. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.